You have to have a camera. Have to have a camcorder, some type, something that you can store in your memory bank and show your kids when you get older. This is a great experience. Being afforded the opportunity to play down here, represent the NFL, the last two teams standing, but bearing in mind that we still have a job to complete, and that's to win the game. But you got to embrace the opportunity and just enjoy it while you're down here.
From a point of just talking to the driver, saying, the old man.
Donald was just talking about driver. I don't know if he passed the torch. It's hard to get the torch from Drive. He's still the guy. As long as he's there, he's our guy because of what he brings to the table. But I think the number one thing that he's done is just lead by example, showing us how to be a professional week in and week out, each day, on and off the field. And I think you, as a veteran, and as a coach and as a player, you would expect your veteran guys to do that.
Great. Build for long-term success.
I definitely think so. I think the guys upstairs have done an outstanding job of bringing in guys with high character, but guys at the same time that can get it done on Sundays. And what Ted has done and those guys upstairs, I think it kind of goes underrated sometimes because of some of the decisions that he may have made in the past. But, you know, with us being here, I think it kind of validates why he's made the decision and made the moves that he's made.
Greg,
you think back to a couple of years ago and all the scrutiny that was going on and kind of now there's validation that it's all paid off?
Well, we as players, we pretty much knew that it would pay off. We had played with Aaron over the course of 2 years and seeing him develop, seeing how he took that practice squad quarterback position, he really went out there with the mindset that this was his game and that was the way he was going to approach it. So he prepared, he absorbed, and more importantly, in study, he prepared himself mentally to take over and there you have it. He's the guy now. So we're excited that he's on our side.
Greg, you're halfway.
It's not, especially coming after a guy like Brett. Obviously, you know, you're gonna get some fans that are for you and some that are against you because they don't want to change. But change isn't always bad, and in this case, change was good because we're here on Super Bowl Sunday weekend. So,
Greg, since you beat the Bears, you're halfway through now, week three through. Has it been what you expected, or has it been a lot? And with media day coming tomorrow, are you fired up about that?
I would say it feels like it's just starting today, simply because we're out of Green Bay, we're down here. A lot of you guys in our face, things like that. We're excited about media day. I myself, personally, I'm ready to embrace it. I was looking forward to it. You know, we always, as players, want to get to this point, want to get to this big game. But at the same time, I think you can over prepare and focus too much on the game and not embrace the actual experience. But understanding that the game is the ultimate thing, and that we want to win, but at the same time, I think guys have to embrace the experience so that we can take something away from it.
Greg, when you guys run your 4-wide 7, it seems like you're really disciplined in spacing and how guys, which is unusual. Most teams are not that good at it. What allows you guys with this group to be so
well? Well, I think number one, when you get that many guys out there, you want your space, so you like get over some, because you don't want that extra defender in your space to work. And but I think what makes us so good when we have all of us out there is we can all play any position. So if somebody goes to the wrong spot, it's like we didn't skip a beat. You know, play goes on. We know what we're supposed to do because we understand the concepts. And you have a very unselfish group of guys that get together off the field and share not only their time on the practice field together, but off the field together. So we'll go that extra mile for one another.
How are you guys taught or forced to learn all the different positions in that set?
Well, I think when you first come in, you really want to take it upon yourself to learn all the positions. When I got there, I wanted to learn the concept. I didn't want to learn just a specific position. Typically, the coaches are going to put you at a specific position, but it's up to you to take that playbook and take on all the positions and learn the concept versus just one spot.
Greg, what makes the bond so special between Green Bay, the community, and the team?
Well, I think the fact that they all have a piece of the pie. You know, it's such a close-knit group. When I first got to Green Bay, you know, just socially, everyone is so nice and so genuine. But I think that the fact that they're exposed to the players all the time, it's not a big city, so you get to see the guys, and you get to interact with the fans and things like that, so you become one with the fans, and there's no better fan base than that Lambeau Field.
Don said he keeps seeing your play getting better and better as your career goes on. Do you feel that you're playing your best football in your career right now?
Well, I would hope so. I think the biggest thing to continue to progress is continue to work each day, and you know, you learn things like that from a guy like Gerard, who's had an outstanding career and is continuing to have an outstanding career. But the number one thing you take away from a guy like that is the way he works to sustain his career, and for myself, I try to emulate that both on the field and off the field. And I think that if you become complacent and you become satisfied with your performances, then you're going to have that stagnant room, that room from stagnation to come in. And I, you know, in my mind, I can't allow that to happen. So although I do appreciate what we can accomplish this weekend, but it's not over. You know, you always want to grow as a team, grow as an individual.
Greg, you mentioned the fans before. What was the send-off like in Green Bay today?
It was the best. It was the best. After the AFC Championship game, we got back home, and Austin Strobel was amazing. You know, it was like walking through a long half a mile tunnel of just fans yelling, screaming with excitement. And then when we were able to leave today, the dedication of the fans is to come out there, despite the weather situation that's taking place up there right now, they're second to none.
Greg, Mike McCarthy has said he wants to treat this as normal a game as possible. Can that happen now? Look at all the hype and the hoopla. Can you do that?
No, you can't do it, but you can try. I think the biggest thing is just to embrace the fact of you're gonna be on camera every second, every day. And I think as players, if we just embrace it and just continue to go on our days, try to be as normal as possible. Then I think you get to that part of being on schedule with what we're used to and accustomed to doing. But you know, we're on the big stage now. We're from Green Bay. We're in Dallas at Cowboys Stadium. It's exciting, and we're going to embrace it and take it all in, and then hopefully get the job done on Sunday.